Hey, David.
Hey, how are you doing today?
How about you, Miss Murray?
Pretty good. Murray's fixing to head out to the YMCA. Her and her sister go over there, and they got a little water aerobics class. I'm just kicking back here watching the lunchtime news.
Found some good news in there. I know there hadn't been a whole lot lately.
Ain't a whole lot, but I mostly watch it to get the local weather report and stuff going locally. Stuff going worldwide is
I get it. Oh, but other than that, you doing okay? Are you back still doing good?
Getting a little better each day. Are you out and about, or are you at home?
Right now. I have to leave later this afternoon, but just here doing some paperwork and trying to tie some loose ends on things that need to be done.
I totally understand what you're talking about. It's part of what goes along with everything, you know.
Never-ending paperwork. All these regulations that we got to jump through anymore.
Out there, the government couldn't reach their hand in your back pocket.
Does seem like that's all it's for sometimes, but I keep reminding myself they're trying to do good.
With a lot of things, it does help make things safer, makes traveling down the road safer, and there's a lot of good, regulations, but some of it just seems unnecessary.
It does seem to get a little carried away, but that's what I'm doing is dealing with DOT numbers and have to keep those registered if I want to maintain them. Dealing with trying to get my account set up with Social Security so I can see that for some retirement information. So it's just things like that.
Yeah, I remember when I retired, I did a lot of it. I was able to do a lot of it online, and there was one little issue come up, and went to the local Social Security office and got it straightened out. So, it all worked out.
It takes time, and just like dealing with anything to do with the government, jumping through their hoops and trying to figure out why in the world they do it the way they do it sometimes.
Sometimes it don't make a whole lot of sense. Well, I don't know about up your way, but it's a nice day down here, so I'm going to go back on the front porch with a glass of tea and watch the traffic go by.
I won't call it a rainy day, but it's a dreary day. Been raining off and on. That's what it's supposed to be all day today, so high 62 degrees here right now, so just one of those days it's better off to stay on the porch or inside. But good to hear you today, David, and thanks for giving me a shout. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Yeah, if it's a little rainy up there, it's a good day to do paperwork. You have a great day there, Patrick. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
KO4HKS, K2RCU.
KO4HKX.
Heard you guys on the tail end of the conversation there, running over to the transfer station and drop off some trash, and just wanted to holler at you when he's on the radio, see how your knee's doing, how your dad's doing.
My knee's doing good. Dad's doing okay. But it was my grandfather that was in the hospital, and he passed not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Pretty good to hear that, brother. It's I know it's hard, and I apologize for getting it mixed up. I was trying to keep all my ducks in a row, and it's hard for me to do as I get older. But I am sorry to hear that.
And no worries, I definitely understand. I do good to keep up with myself, much less anybody else.
Well, I just, like I said, I heard you on the radio there, and I just got in the car to head over here, get rid of some stuff, and get ready for deer season, and I figured I'd holler at you and just check in and see how things was going.
Don't get to talk to you much anymore. Both of us kind of doing different things now.
I'll probably be mobile in the mornings a little more frequently coming up, making the trip from over in Tigerville over to Marietta. I don't know if we're going to start at 8 or if we're going to start at 9. I guess it depends on what time Sean decides to get out of bed. I never know with him. He'll say 9 and show up at 9:15, and then he'll say 8 and show up at 7:30. So, never know.
All you can do is be there when they tell you to and let the chips fall where they do, right?
I do it. You should be there at this time. I'm there at that time. If we're ready to go, we're ready to go. If we ain't, well, I'm ready.
I'm telling you to be there at 8 o'clock and he don't show up till, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. That's okay. If he's a couple minutes late, no big deal. Things happen. Or if he calls you and says, hey, I'm not going to be there this time, something, you know, as long as they're like communication is the thing. But so often people forget how to communicate anymore.
Yeah, but we just got to be smart enough to use them, is what I say.
It's kind of comical sometimes with the gracious it's ever been, and we still can't communicate.
You're incorrect on that one. Well, Patrick, I'm about to pull in over here, and we get out and get rid of this stuff, and stop and grab me a hot dog, and make my way back to the house and get some stuff done around there. Like I said, I want to jump in here real quick and check in on you, see how things was going. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your grandfather. If there's anything we can do, let us know. And K2RCL will say 73s, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Good to hear you. And you and Beth have a great day. We'll talk to you on down the log. Be careful out there on the road. And keep an eye out for those treasures. K04HK, and I'll be clear. 73.